This is CliffCentral.com. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab show. My name is Liz Ogumbo Regisford, your host, and thank you for tuning in once again. Now, today we are going to just be chilling, talking about what's really happening and trending in fashion lately in the continent. Obviously, as the one and only South Africa Fashion Week, which is now 20 years old. Congratulations to the team and all of that hard work put into it. Today is day three, actually, of Fashion Week. And besides me wanting to share some highlights with my brother from another mama, who I'll introduce just now, I've also had the privilege to showcase yesterday. So for those who tuned in, for those who've been plugged in, sometimes you don't have to be there physically. Because of technology, we are able to access all of these beautiful shows and the fashion movement and the fashion highs right now. It is so fashion. It is so fashion time right now. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. We are joined by Edgy Benson with his Echoes from New York. And Edgy, obviously, welcome to the show and thank you for joining us again. And you know that you're going to be holding it down today here. So even though you're not here physiquement, en français we say physiquement tu n'es pas là, but you're there. You're there because you can see everything through the wires. Welcome to the show, Edgy.
Thank you, Liz. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm just a bit, I'm a bit down. Last week, for those who tuned into the show, while I was making fun of fatigue and why people are drained, I'll tell you for sure, I can take some things back. I have a pounding headache, but I'm feeling great and I'm feeling fashionable. Edgy, welcome again. What are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Well, today I'm out of town. I am wearing... I know you're gonna take me to the floor with this, but I'm wearing a diesel skinny.
Edgy, we had a deal. We had a deal, Edgy. I thought we agreed on what would be going on forward. Can Diesel please help me here, because something's gonna go. Something's gotta give. Edgy, Diesel
but
again.
But you know, I'm not just wearing one. I have a ton of them.
Okay,
Edgy. I just switched them around.
All right, thank you. So you're wearing your Diesel jeans again. Guys, the reason I make jokes about this Diesel that Edgy wears every week is because he's been wearing it for the last 2 years, going to three every day.
I think maybe
two or three occasions you said you were wearing, I don't know, nothing. I can't remember. But anyway, we love you still. Welcome to the show. What are you wearing on the top? And do you want to share anything else?
Just a simple t-shirt. And a warm cardigan. It's by the waterside and it's really cold.
Well, it's very good to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure. And Francisca is not going to be here with us today, but I know you will fill up her slot too.
And what are you wearing though?
Well, today I'm wearing... Like I said, I'm exhausted from Fashion Week. But my exhaustion is not because I'm underprepared. My exhaustion is because it's a mix of like that excitement of making sure your show goes the way that you envision it and it actually did.
Yes.
And then it's a high. So it's a high of, wow, we made it. But it's also a high of what happens before, you know? The running around before the show begins, the last minute drop off of the garments, the two or three little changes I need to do with which model and which... And then just seeing it come to life is literally, it is just heavenly. It's amazing. So the high and the excitement is to before it and then how you envision it and then it happens and then the hype and then the high and then you're finished, but you're not finished. Like you said, this is there's now the after party, which is more of now focusing on the buyers, focusing more on the trade event. And the trade event obviously is also really great because the fact that now they have the trade event running concurrently throughout the whole time, so you can go to watch shows, and if you didn't know about the trade event, you can actually just pop in because it's literally in the same area. Anyway, I'm wearing a Liz Ogumbo from 2012 from my Safari collection, and I'm feeling very nice. It's a beautiful print, as usual. You know I love print, so I'm colorful, but I'm excited, and I'm colorful, but I'm here. I'm in a dress. It's hot and nice, so I am in a dress. Who doesn't want to be in a dress today? So Edgy,
I thought your showcase was amazing. So I'm proud of you. I know you're tired, but it's a deserving kind of tired.
Yes.
And super proud of you. Mm. I love the mix of the denim and the African prints. And there was just such a juxtaposition of everything. Mm-hmm. And I liked it.
Thank you. Did you see that coming? Now, again, I want to...
Knowing you, I had envisioned it.
You're like, whatever's going to happen will be a mashup, but it's going to be great. Definitely some juxtaposing. Now, I want to share, if you allow me, Edgy, just a bit about the denim collection that I showed yesterday before we talk about other collections as well, because I should, I think. I'm in a position to, don't you think?
Of course.
So, this denim collection... that I showed yesterday, as much as yes, it was also like Edgy says, was a mashup. It was also very exciting because Edgy, through his company NU in New York, in collaboration with Fashion Lab, normally produces all the denim. And this was our first collaboration, and I think it's going great. And Edgy, honestly, all I want to do is make sure that through the trade show, we are able to get a lot of buyers and a lot of orders, because then it gives me, I'm sure it will give me a sense, and you too, a sense of fulfillment at the end of the year. If we say this is how this started, went through the production, went through everything all the way to the final product, got our samples, got everything, and then now you got a hype, not just from excitement from the people, but also from the markets, you know, because at the end of the day, if we're not selling, I don't care how much hype you have at the end of the show, if you're not able to feel or tick that last tick, you know, in sales, which is now your high or your highest high, then you have no, then now are for you. So this collection definitely is, what's cool about it, first of all, Edgy, is that you saw pieces that I threw on as the last extra sort of dramatic higher end, you know, what does this girl do when she wants to, you know, to connect with her denim. So this woman is a woman or is a girl who's definitely bold. She's fearless. She loves denim as well. And the only thing is that she's probably been the girl who says, well, it's Saturday, let me just put on my jeans and just lay back, you know? Whereas the idea around this whole collection was to make sure that this woman does not just think about laying down in denim or chilling in denim. This woman has to think about it from Monday through Monday. So if if she's going to church on Sunday, she can wear denim. If she's going to close a deal at a board meeting on Monday, she can still throw on her tailored wide leg trousers and a beautiful shirt and a jacket and still close that deal. On Tuesday, when she's going to hang out with her friends and having cocktails or whatever it is, or a soiree somewhere, she can still throw on a little cocktail skirt and like a jacket and still really kill it. On a red carpet Friday, she can slay in one of the gowns because it's still denim. But I feel like what I realized yesterday is denim is actually like water. It's like you know, like water is life. I think denim is literally like water, because show me one person. In fact, for those who are listening, tell me if you don't have a pair of denim, whatever it is, whether it's shorts or trousers. I mean, call me and I will buy you. I will fly. I will private jet you to your favorite island. I mean, everybody has a pair of denim. So it's just how do you make it and this whole denim lifestyle become or extend it beyond just your everyday denim wear, you know? So I really appreciate that. So this collection is very special. For those who are interested in finding out more, you can log on to lizogumbo.com. That's my website. And you can reach out to us and let's see what happens from there. Now, Edgy, back to the shows. Let's talk about some of the shows that you saw yesterday and the day before yesterday. Now, yesterday, obviously, there was a very interesting lineup, a lot of highlights. Soba, I thought, was amazing. Actually, I thought all the brands were amazing. There was just different sort of different offerings and different, everyone tells different stories, and that's what's cool, and that's what makes fashion so diverse, even within just the continent, even just within the southern region. Just for the brands that were showing yesterday and the day before, and obviously we're looking forward to today's shows, what are some of your highlights, Edgy, generally?
Well, I'm still in the process of just watching everything and just you know, digesting them and trying to like form an opinion in terms of trends, in terms of like directions, because I feel like I want to get a sum total, you know. Mm-hmm. So far, I have seen a few shows. I think the one that I've liked really well, 8 Avenue Online had this, I think I liked the soft colors. There were a lot of, they had some really soft, blushy pinks that I liked. And I saw that in a few other collections too. But that is a collection that I think I have really, really liked. And it's just, it had maturity. And of course, your show was, yesterday, your show was my main focus, you know? And, you know, and of course, yours was the, it had so much power, you know, just in the way that you expressed how you felt. It was just like a push, you know, for this woman to be whatever she wanted to be, you know. Mm. And I liked the maturity of that. I liked the nonchalance of it, actually. Like, you didn't really, there was no convention, you know. This woman just was very strong and very brave and very opinionated. So I liked that a lot. The rest, I'm just watching. You know, I see generally such a growth from what was shown the last season mm-hmm. to now, and it's very impressive. So I'm gonna like continue to just be studious about it and just pick things that I like, trends that I identify. Yeah.
So I did you watch? Have you seen whatever? Have you looked through the African Style story? We've had her on the show before, and she's also got some really fresh pieces. I love her. I love how she actually translates her sort of background. So you know, she's originally Portuguese, and she lives here. She's also been based on her story. She also mentioned she's been based in Mozambique, I think. I think Mozambique or Angola.
Yes, Mozambique. Yes, yes.
So
yes,
when
yes.
you look at her pieces, I really, really love the pieces, and I like the fact that when you look at her shows before, as we continue to evolve, she's also really evolving, but still has a touch of that print, but it's not overwhelming. The lines are very clean. It's very easy. It's a very sophisticated woman. But at the same time, it's very interesting. I really think for me, one of my highlights definitely was Carla. Because I think she's, you know, she's really impressed me. And me personally, as a person who loves style, if it's not my style mm-hmm. that I'm wearing, definitely I would get some of these pieces. The colors were very easy. The cuts were very easy. For those of you who don't know Carla Pinto, she launched her luxury African-inspired clothing label, African Style Story, at SA Fashion Week in 2016, and she's been doing the shows since. And her path of success at the South Africa Fashion Week trade show, when Big Blue bought from her, I think it was a 2016 collection that was followed by more orders, and she's definitely supplying 23 Big Blue stores lately, and she's doing great. So I think we have to give it up to her. Now, another one I really thought was cool was Soba. Did you get a chance to look and see what Soba had to share?
Soba, no. Not yet. It's one of those lines that I'm looking at. I do like Carla's story, though. I think Carla is very, very much. Anyway, she has always been very mature, you know. Mm. So it's very nice to. I think what I'm observing generally is just a sense of maturity from what we had seen in last season to now. I think for me, I'm trying to not so much as individualize the brands. I just feel like everybody's doing such a great job. I'm just trying to see how we are catching up in terms of colors, in terms of prints, in terms of silhouettes, and just going through, like, just trying to look at it from a broader stroke, just to see where we are, a broader measure of sophistication, and, you know, just that. And I'm seeing a lot of a lot of improvements, to be honest with you. But I do think Kyla's story is it's
amazing.
It's very strong, and Salvador has always been strong. But it's one of those lines that I was going to check on, and you know, just come back to you and kind of talk to you about it and see how I felt, you know. But I haven't gotten to them yet.
Yeah, but the stuff is up also, Edgy. As we talk, whatever else you kind of see that you think you would like to highlight.
Yeah, I'm going through them now. Actually, even this morning I was going through, just going through little by little to see. I think I'm totally, like, generally very impressed by just the sophistication, to be honest with you. And I keep going back to your show, not because I just saw it too many times, but just because I think it mirrored like the general progression, you know, in just the way that the show itself was done, and you know the everything, you know.
So yeah. Saba, again, for those who don't know, she's also another brand, and like personally, I like Saba. Like I am a Saba woman. I think so. Her stuff is very, again, very sophisticated and very chic. Very, I'm telling you, it's her cuts, her lines, the colors. I love it. The mixing up of the lace and the, it reminds me of the 1960s. You know, it really does of that royal woman in the 60s, because it really is. I think it's along those lines. But Saba is she's the epitome of urban chic. That's how she describes the brand. Saba Design House was launched by designer Sepo Mafokwane, who discovered she was incapable of accepting both of the conformity and mediocrity in the industry. So her design sort of speaks a language of bold, ultra-feminine shapes with tailored shoulders and waists, which are contrasted with unexpected touches of softness and sparkle. But like I said, when you think about what I'm saying, you know, you already know that that's her stuff, definitely. I thought her stuff is great, but the show was fantastic as well. And then we had, you may remember her, we had Lubna from Morocco. Do you remember Lubna, the designer that fuses her? She normally fuses art and fashion. So she's an artist and does the painting and whatever else, but she actually fuses it onto fashion. Do you remember her as well?
Yeah, I remember her. Yes. Has she shown?
She showed yesterday as well.
Oh, she showed yesterday.
Yes.
I missed it.
So her brand is Loyo Art and Creations.
Yes.
And, you know, the spirit behind this amazing woman is obviously around her art. Loyo is a luxury and limited edition of women's wear clothing, and she fuses the world of art with fashion. And, you know,
I only, like, just caught probably just a brief
glimpse.
I don't know. I think I may have seen something really briefly. I remember loving the colors, you know, the boldness of the colors. Yeah, but I think I don't know. To be honest with you, I do feel like this time there was, for some reason, a very good, because it's not only about the clothes, though, you know. It's just the ambience of the whole thing. Like I thought there was an enhanced sophistication to the shows. I do not know why, how there's this sudden growth in sophistication, but it was really nice. Yeah
I think for me, what I also enjoyed about her stuff is how she really moved. I feel like this time more than ever, more than the previous shows, she really moved away from the stuff. It's not just your androgynous sort of tees and off shoulder tops. She literally included a lot of tailored jackets. I saw the girls wearing le babouche. Babouche is the sandals from the northern side of Africa, but very interesting.
Yeah.
So what I love about her stuff is it really is, I look at some of the lines, I look at some of the, it's still got a lot of androgyny, but there were some tailored jackets. This woman, I think, represents the Northern African woman. So what I love about Lubna's stuff is, as much as it's got that art incorporated into it, it actually, it reminds me of a modern day Tunisian woman. Really, I think. No, because it is. She is Tunisia. She's from Tunisia.
Yes,
she's from Morocco.
Yes.
Is it Morocco or Tunisia? But she's from the North Africa, and this is what they do. Is first of all, because of the fact that many of the North African francophonies are actually Muslim, what you'll realize is they also drape up a lot. But the draping is very tasteful. It's not overly done. To me, I think there's a lot of sophistication in this new collection. I saw things I did not see before. And the applique of the art going to through different fabrics. She used a lot of velvet. She used some silks. I think I like it. It's easy, but it's
silhouettes remain very flowy and very. There's easy. Always a touch of androgyny because the pants are a little bit. I mean, because of the volumes that she has, but she is sophisticated. Yes, I can see. Yeah,
I like it, and I love the appliqué of art. I think this time she's taken it to a whole different level. Before we had a lot of you know, sort of like your t-shirty sort of style. Tops and dresses, and then you'd have the art right in the front of it. Now you see the art and you feel it all through the whole garment, so just all through, weaving all through. So I think that's very cool. Now the other one who showed yesterday also was Sun Goddess, and she got a lot of hype as well.
I saw that. I saw a little bit of Sun Goddess. Yes.
What do you think? Very colorful, though. I feel like between me and Sun Goddess,
it's very simple chic, very classic chic, with African expressions, you know. But I thought it's nice, you know. It's very strong. It's very, very, very cultured in the sense of it's unabashedly African in terms of the hints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I liked it. It's clean, you know, sophisticated, elegant, very easy elegance. So, yeah. I think that's one of that's the tone that I'm finding across the board, that there's just such an elevation from everybody, you know? And that was very nice to see.
Yeah, she's definitely... I liked the collection as well. But like I said, what I love about Sun Goddess, she's very eclectic and you can see it in her pieces. It's not like we're looking at somebody different from what you see on the runway, you know? So you look at how she puts things together. You look at how she ties her head wraps, and then look at how she tied the girl's head wraps. You look at the styling. I thought the styling was quite funky and fresh. It's not overwhelming. And you're right that there's a lot of sophistication throughout... these different looks we're seeing, but very fun. I feel like very, very fun. I thought her collection was so much fun, and the colors. Sun Goddess, their heritage stories celebrate a regal Africa that transcends time and fashion. So she takes her inspiration from tales and images of South African traditions that they have harvested. And the designs are obviously South African. They are highlighted in rare handwork, uniquely exquisite palettes. So it's good. You know, they actually offer a wide range of luxury goods, fragrances, eyewear, footwear, headgear, leather bags, and bridles. So they also do a lot. They cover quite a wide range. But I think her show was fun. I really think I enjoyed it.
I had like something that I wanted to talk to you while I was going through your collection, right? Because I just felt like it was so thoroughly thoroughly juxtaposed, in a sense that it had this eclectic mix of feelings and mix of hints, you know. And then I just wanted to like to find out from you what drove the juxtaposition in the mixture that you had, you know. I mean, it all came out as one very sophisticated whole, you know. But I wanted to find out like what your thoughts were when you were putting, you know, what drove you to put it together like this.
You know what I think? I think that, first of all, because of globalization, I feel like the denim was... There's no other perfect time to have launched this denim now. Because the woman we are talking to, the girl we are talking to, first of all, is in this world of globalization, she's exposed. She travels a lot and she lives in a borderless world. Almost borderless world. So what happens is, when you look at this girl, she... The reason you had some of the raffia... You got, you know, I mean, edgy, you're so right. We had like... We had the raffia hats. We had a beautiful handmade hat. I mean, handmade, like, took like weeks. Because there is a mix of so many things about being in the global space, being excited and exposed to what's actually happening out there. The bags definitely was travel. You had some of the bags with Cape Town on them, some on, with London on them. It was just to show how exposed this girl is, how cool she is. She's sophisticated as well. I had a lot of bling because I'm the bling queen. So there was a bit of beaded appliques in different colors. And those beaded appliques is to also show you what we do and where we come from. I mean, that's one of our the things we do. We work so well with our hands. The head wraps, for me, I think there's nothing as sophisticated as a head wrap. So ladies, when you have a bad hair day, I think the head wrap is definitely something to think about. You can wrap it so nice and put on your heels and just hit the streets and just kill it. So I think that's so sophisticated. The hats, I thought, were also very interesting, because personally I don't wear hats, but I think there's so many ways to wear hats and you can still look so sophisticated as well. So for me, I think this girl is definitely the boss babe, you know. I use a lot of fur, because I love fur. I mean, this is faux fur. Do not shoot me and don't ask me about the fox, because I didn't kill the fox. I do love fur, and I think fur for me is a representation of luxury. It's every woman loves fur. Let's just say it. I mean, people say they don't, but like, just don't lie. But it's okay. We are not killing the foxes or the rabbits. But at the same time, it's faux fur. But I think, what better way to then say, okay, fine, if you don't want to use real fur, then let's just go with the faux. And I think it's very chic. So this woman is exposed. She's an African girl or wherever she's from that's traveled. She loves sophistication. She's chic. She wants to hit the streets, go out and paint them red because she's arrived, because that's just how this girl is. She's that type of girl. So I think, and it's bold, but it's still, I still think that I try to minimize fast. People laugh when I say that. They're like, Liz, where did you minimize fast? I think I did. Actually, I think I did. I go bold, I go bigger, but I think I really did. Anyon, one of the Sudanese models, really worked this dress. You know, she's so tiny, and one of the things that happened is I couldn't find anything for Anyon to wear, but when I'm now looking at the show, I was like, oh my God, she really worked that dress. So there's different things, the hat, the cool. I wanted to give some street swag as well, you know? And as much as people think street is hardcore, street can still be so tasteful and so fresh. So this really edgy, I'm telling you, I don't know how else to explain this, but I really see this woman in the autumn or winter time really working these pieces. And any other time, you don't have to wait for whenever. And also for me,
one of my favorite, I had two favorite pieces that I really, really loved, you know, looking at the collection. I love the romper. I thought it was just so well worked. And it was androgynous, and there was so much nonchalance, you know, like the woman didn't really care, you know?
Yes.
True. So I like that a lot. And then there was just, and then you juxtapose that with the skirt, where the lady was really sophisticated and wanted you to see that, you know?
Yes.
And so I did. I mean, there were.
And the
I
skirt, think
it's,
yes.
It's really good to see this mix chosen. Because sometimes Africa, I feel like we don't mix as things deliberately as we should, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. The mix is very edgy. It's not easy to. People. That's one thing people struggle with. Even clients, when they say, don't give me the print or don't, it's because they're scared. It because people don't know how to have a touch of it. So I'll show you. Did you see the big skirt with the lining? That was literally just like, but the thing is, that's still print. That's still, that is still print. And that means that print doesn't have to be overwhelming. You know, I've been standing at the trade show, popping in and out, and two buyers yesterday mentioned that they came to the stand and said straight up, they were like, I don't want print. I don't want anything print. What else do you have? I was like, wow. So I feel like when people say they don't want print or they're scared of print, it's just because they haven't figured out how to make it work without it being overwhelming. But the juxtapose, I think, is fantastic. There's ways to bring print to life. And life, for me, print is color. Color is life. I can't do without print anyway. That's just the truth.
No, I mean, I think, to be honest with you, generally the collections, the designers did so well, and I'm so proud of them. You know, it's just great work. You know, just great work.
Rubicon, you know, also showed yesterday.
Who showed yesterday?
Rubicon. We've had her briefly on the show, but I don't know if you remember her, but we're gonna have her again.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Of
course. And I also again said, and I think her stuff is quite sophisticated, it's nice, it's easy. So you're right when you say that throughout the shows, the one thing we can say we see going through and falling through a lot of different collections is that sophistication. And I personally think that Africans are very sophisticated. And there was a minute around this fashion era where I started thinking we are probably losing something a bit, you know, because I just felt like stuff was very... I didn't feel and find that feminine chic approach to pieces. I just found everything either so boyish or... There was just a time there, and I'm sure you know what era. It was about a year ago or whatever, but there was just... Maybe it was that last year when androgyny was such a big thing, but I just felt like we were starting to... I was like, where are the girls? Where are the brands who are actually catering for Lizzes like me, you know? Because... I still want to be a woman. I know we're living in a man's world, but I think that it's very important for every woman to have a beautiful dress, make sure that we accentuate the waist. I think, Edgy, and I know you'll call me old school, but I just really think that...
There's got to be a dress... Why you like Soba, though?
I like Soba for that, because... because she does that. She does that very well.
She does it well. And her colors are bright and in your face. I liked it.
Yeah, and Soba is not very, very bright color. I mean, yeah, well, sometimes she is, but she's
collection, she was bright. I think she had the yellow that was really cool and an orangey thing that was... The orange color she had was really beautiful, too.
Yes. So I think Soba is, generally, for me, since she started, she's one of the brands I can say consistently have just been... She's really serious when she says she is a brand that offers sophistication. Really, she does, I think. Another thing I was going to say, Edgy, is during the time I was actually working on this collection, I thought, you know, when we went for the fittings with the models last week, I was like, oh my word. Do you know I had white tops, white jackets, white. I was like, what? I mean, I just looked at the girls and I was like, where? Someone please find Liz. Liz is lost. Like, where are we? Someone please help. And I'll tell you why. I think white for me as a for the denim love that I have for denim, I think white is beautiful on denim. It's amazing. I think, and even when I wear denim, most times I do wear a white, whatever it is, whether it's a vest or a shirt, and then I throw in maybe a print jacket or whatever, but I like white for denim. But then at the same time, it put me in a space where I looked at the collection, I was like, that's not Liz. And anyone who saw that collection before, I think even Lucilla, while we were doing the fittings, I think she was probably looking and thinking, Liz, do we have any more colors? And I could see her trying to pull like some few colors to just kind of break the whites. So after the fitting, when I went back, I actually realized, yeah, you know what, we love whites, but this is now I have to remove my personal touch from it a bit and just remember that this is a whole collection and we want to still bring in that extra color. Color is life. I don't know how people live without
color. But you applied your whites very well. I like the whites that you applied. I like the way that you applied the whites. I was wondering, like, Rubicon, right? It would be nice to hear what their inspiration was for this collection. Yeah. I feel like there's some cultural mix in what they showed, you know. Like I see like Japanese influences or something, you know. It would be interesting to see like behind, you know, what was behind this collection. Yeah. It's very sophisticated actually, but it has like these cultural undertones that I would love to... It would be nice to understand what they were.
Yes. Rubicon, will definitely get her on the show soon, but I also like her collection. Who else showed yesterday? But anyway, it's been a very, very interesting show. I want us to talk a bit about the trade show, because that's also very interesting. First of all, what I appreciate is the fact that they've moved the time to 2 to 8 p.m. So what happened is, it's also, what I like about SA Fashion is it's actually progressive. And what I love is they try, 1 year they'll try something one season, and if it didn't work for the season, they consult and then they change it up and switch it up and try to do it a bit different to get better results. So I think, first of all, that is being progressive. And for those who are tuned in, that really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you have a situation where you're doing the same thing and you have yellow paint on the background and you can see for sure that it doesn't work, but you keep putting that yellow paint again and again, that is not progressive. Progressive is when you wake up and realize it's yellow and it didn't work, and then next season you actually make it red and you try. And I think for me, you have to also take risks to be able to get beautiful results. So the approach, first of all, the venue was different this year. So we are at the Sandton City rooftop, edgy. The previous years we've been at Hyde Park for, I think, about 2-3 years. And that was also refreshing. So what's happening is, it's refreshing because people don't get to go to the same place. The runway style, I really prefer. I liked this. Compared to last season, I like this one. I really thought it was clean. It was really, really very clean. It gives us really an opportunity to just look. And so we didn't have the other, you know, when the other, what do you call the style of runway that has the front row where everybody are on the front row? I mean, not everyone, but almost everyone's on the front row. So the in and out. Remember what we did for Safari? The Safari show? My Safari show?
Like, yeah, that's more like a gallery kind of setup where,
So I find that the straight style runway, actually, I prefer that because I feel like the in and out, the bamboo forest is a very tricky one, because I feel like it even can, things can start looking messy, you know? What do you think? Anyway, I prefer this.
No, I think the tradition, I think for me, one of the things that I picked up on, which I felt was like a growth for the show, was the runway. I do feel like this time the runway was
amazing. They
were so organized and so clean, and it was so easy to see the clothes, you know?
Amazing.
And to focus on their clothes.
Yeah, so I liked that. The lighting, I think, was great as well. I enjoyed that. And I did my little 2 cents walk at the end of the show. Did you see that too?
Of course.
Let me tell you what's so funny. Like, when they say so what happens is, when I get on the runway personally, I'm just like, you start walking because you think you want to do 2 steps. And then it is so beautiful to walk on that you just zoop, zoop. you just vroom your life away, because that is what a beautiful runway does. And that's why for me, even when we were backstage and the models are looking like, you know, I know they are working. And I know the other thing we'll touch on quickly before we finish the show is models and the work that these girls have to put in. I'm telling you, these models work so hard. And for people who look at the industry and think, oh my gosh, these models are glamorous. Guys, it is so much work that... So what happens is, they start the show, and I felt like at 6 p.m. when my show was about to start and I'm hanging out with them backstage, and I'm making jokes and they're laughing, and, you know, just because I was like, they're so serious, because it's like they put on their game hat and they're just almost like in anticipation of, oh my gosh, let's finish this one, then how many more left, you know, that type of flow. And then there's the stiffness. So we started making jokes. I told them how old I was. I told them they're gonna have to put their backs into this, because, you know, we made jokes until everyone was loose and easy. And then another thing I also think is, when a model is working and she's in something she feels comfortable in and likes and enjoys, you'll actually see it on the runway, because they bring how the model reacts to things is right straight on the damn runway. So when people say, oh well, maybe it was a bad model, no, sometimes it's a good model, it's just that whatever she's wearing is so ridiculous that she probably can't just wait to take it off. So I'm serious, Edgy, the energy, I'm telling you, I was backstage for a while. Before my show, the girls were just stiff. But then, as they were getting ready, we were putting last things, they were getting their hats on, their earrings, their accessories, you know, their heels. And then the ones who are feeling so good about themselves are really feeling good. That feeling good is something that reflects on the runway. So sometimes it's not that the model's bad. sometimes they what they're wearing just is probably like vomit or whatever, however way it makes them feel, it is what you see on the runway. So it's also very important, I think, during this period of Fashion Week, to make sure for Fashion Weeks, obviously, to really get the right models. Because if your model is waka waka, if your model is not paying attention and is not feeling good in what they're wearing, there's no way they'll do it. And then obviously, I think also, if you're a professional model, because I feel like everyone is a model these days, if you're a proper real model, you can make anything look like $1 million. Meaning, whether you like the dress or not, you'll actually work it and make and give it more life than it actually had. So I think that the role that the models play, how much time they put in, I look at them during Fashion Week and I'm like, I know exactly what these girls are going through. But I really want to just congratulate all the models who are still in this business, in the game, and who are walking at Fashion Week, because it's no joke. It really is not a joke. You look fantastic, but it's a lot of work put in. So congratulations, models. Keep it working. Keep it moving. Put on your heels, put on your lipstick, and let's go. Let's keep it moving.
I think that for us, we have a saying here that you, well, it's not like a general saying, but people always say that you know how good a collection is when you see the faces of the models when they're walking, you know, when they're happy and, you know, they love the clothes they are in and, you know, so they're always a very good reflection. But I do think this shows that generally the girls did. I don't know. I really saw such an elevation from just last season.
Me too.
To now.
Me too. And yeah. I really enjoyed my models. In fact, this season I have enjoyed my models. I really have. And even though there was one or two or three little things that, you know what, you can't get everyone all buzzing perfectly, but it's okay. The good outweighs the bad. We focus on the good. And once we have shown, we pray that these buyers are going to start buying. And those who don't want print, maybe you want to ask us how to play around and juxtapose and play with print. Because print is not a bad thing. And I know we're in Africa and I know that it's overwhelming. People see it everywhere and it's been used and abused. But we can bring it back to life. We can. In a sophisticated manner.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I think that they've shown it. They've shown it this time that I was so happy just to see the collections. There's such a good effort, you know? Mm. It's good, happy effort from the designers. I was so happy, you know? I was really, really happy. Yeah.
Yes. For those who are tuned in, who are still either looking forward to watch their favorite brand designers showcasing, obviously, you know that Fashion Week is almost over, but... For just a quick brief, South Africa Fashion Week is the country's only business-to-business fashion platform with the intention to grow the creative fashion industry. And they've been doing this for 20 years. So again, congratulations to them and what they're doing. And hopefully the business of fashion can be able to also move to a higher level year by year as you continue to have platforms like these that give designers an opportunity to grow.
I wanted to ask you something, Liz. Mm-hmm. 8 Avenue Online. I saw it, like a snippet of their runway show, but I don't know if it was as part of the Fashion Week.
Yes. So they have a few designers. Yes, they have a few designers showing. But yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but they just had this. Just the colors were amazing. Like they had this blushy pink that was just incredible as a jacket, like a pantsuit with a blushy. In a blushy pink, that was just insane. It was so Jackie O, and I thought, wow, that is sophisticated. Mm. You know, when you see these things out of Africa, it's so, and you're over here,
yes,
it feels
sure.
good.
Yes, it brings that pride. It brings that pride back. Another brand I cannot forget, my gosh, Palesa just killed it. Did you see Palesa? If you didn't, edgy, go and find it, and let's talk about more of that next week. And obviously, we're giving highlights of some of the brands. It's a lot of brands, and I'm telling you, there is nothing to not want to see out of each collection. There is a lot of brands, but there's also lots of feedback. And obviously, next week, we're going to be plugging in a couple of really cool guests. We'll have Leon Hasbrook, we'll have Adeline Finley, and we're going to talk about, and Xander Pratt, and we're going to talk about some of the, just everything about the, it's called the
After Party. So you're talking about the menswear, right?
We're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk more because Fashion Week is still going on. But I'm just saying next week we'll be in a better position to actually plug in our special guests who are going to join us. Leon, the PR, Leon Hasbrook from PR Infinite.
Yeah.
And Alan Finley will be joining us already. They've already confirmed that. And then obviously we'll also get some insights from Xander Pratt. But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is, you know, it's been a beautiful beginning of Fashion Week and it's going to be going to coming to an end. But we're going to have more information. And then obviously for you guys who are online, we're going to do as much as I can to post and share some of these videos. Everything is actually on safashionweek.coza. So if you're on safashionweek.co.za, if you're on, you're not in Johannesburg and you can't make it to the shows, please also just plug in there, check out some of the brands, share your thoughts with us, and you know, let us know how you feel. We are on Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. We are on Fashion Lab Africa on Instagram and Facebook, and we definitely would love to hear from you guys. I feel like we, Edgy, any parting shots before we have our glass of something on my favorite segment?
I mean, I'm just happy. For me, it's just for us to continue to work hard and continue to stay kind of literate in terms of what's going on in the industry, since we have to be, I mean, it's imperative that we're able to compete globally. So we have to stay very literate and very educated as to what's going on. And I think we showed that a lot at this fashion week. So I'm happy.
Okay, cool. I think that's great. Who would you want to dress and why is what we're about to do right now?
Okay.
Who would you want to dress and why? That's our red glass of wine. We are popping it here. Don't ask me questions, but Edgy, it's between me and you today. Who would you want to dress and why besides myself and you?
Unfortunately, I'm going to dress me today.
You're such a rebel. I know, you know, like, if I'm going to protect you and put you in a bag and throw you in the toilet.
I'm always in my diesel anyway, so I'm sure you'll be happy that I want to dress myself.
So how, you know, how fun is that? How innovative? Do you think our listeners are actually excited about you dressing yourself? Like, just think about it from a bigger perspective, Edgy.
But I'm sure they're also tired of me wearing my diesels every day.
Okay, so could you be a bit more, could we do this one more time? Who would you want to dress and why today, Edgy? Be a bit more, bring some flavor onto the show, please.
Well, no, because I mean, there are some lines that I found at this fashion week that I really, really love. I think I would love to see myself wearing dope and maybe have a few people here wearing dope. It's a great line for men from the show.
Okay, thank
absolutely.
You.
I love it. I'm at the waterfront right now and they have amazing beach wear. You know,
Edgy, you have taken us to Timbuktu and back. Okay, listen, I today would want to dress the director of SA Fashion Week, Lucilla Boysen, herself, because it is Fashion Week time, and what better way to want to dress anybody? Who else would you want to dress at Fashion Week but the director of SA Fashion Week? Anyway,
you're right.
Yes, we're gonna see also if we can get them next week. If we can, it'll be great to also just pick their minds on how they feel about how things have gone down this season. Otherwise, Edgy, I think it's just that time of the day that I'm going to have to leave you because you're not really bringing any more flavor. You want to dress yourself. You're wearing diesel. I mean, like, what can you bring to the show today before we leave? Otherwise, we should just finish because I feel like I'm officially done. Just no flavor.
Well, no, but I mean, to be honest with you, I would dress me and my friends in dope. I love.
Okay, cool. We finished that section. Okay, thank you very much.
Guys, I'm trying to give you flavor.
Okay, guys, it's really been great. Edgy, it's been great having you on the show today, as usual.
Thank you.
We hope that next week you're gonna be a bit more innovative and a bit more creative, whatever you want to do. I don't know. Next week, maybe. And if you're not next week, I think I'll just have to say what you're wearing and why, because I'm starting to feel like I'm getting a bell ring. Oh, we might as well start plugging in. Actually, I will talk to my technical team. We might just put a pre-record. just for your segment because you wear the same thing every day. But it's really been great.
You see, that's the mistake you made. I don't wear the same
thing. Okay, diesel jeans are the same things every day. Edgy, we can't go on like this, please. Guys, for those of you who are tuned in, this is Fashion Lab. This is where we dissect the business behind fashion in Africa and beyond to be able to elevate ourselves. So we really thank you for joining us. Do not mind Edgy. In Nigeria, they say don't mind him. In Kenya, they say usijali, wacha tu, wacha, let's just leave it. But it's really been great having you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And we really look forward to sharing much more insights through social media for the rest of the week. And obviously next week on our show where we get to really unpack everything. Otherwise, it is peace and love. For those brands who are about to show, we wish you all the best. It's beautiful things, but nothing we've been seeing on the runways. And until next week, it is peace and love. This is FashionLabAfrica.com coming to you live and direct.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.